What's up, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of Chat with Kat. How y'all doing? How y'all living? I hope y'all had a wonderful weekend and you've been having a wonderful few weeks because I haven't really been posting, have I, huh? I have been recording, but I haven't been posting, y'all, and I really don't got no excuse. I'm going to post those up. I'm going to try to get those other episodes posted, and I'll probably just post them as bonus episodes if y'all do want to listen to them and, you know, see what I was talking about. But, yeah, I hope everybody's doing well. I'm doing great. I'm doing fantastic, you know, just enjoying my little family. So today's episode, y'all, is especially dear and close to my heart because I want to discuss a topic that most mothers face, but they rarely talk about. Losing your identity and redefining who you are after becoming a mom, a wife. You wear all these different titles, friend, daughter, sister, you know? At what point in time do you like see yourself, right? If you don't know, you should know if you're following this podcast, right? I'm a stay-at-home mom, wife and mom. I have three beautiful children that I love dearly. But I do know firsthand how easy it is to lose sight of who you are. And for so long, my identity was wrapped up in all the roles I played for other people around me. You know, I was the nurturer, the caregiver, the support system for friends and family and everyone in between. And in the process, I began to forget who I was at my core. You understand? And it took a lot for me. And so, like, this is something that, you know, a lot of women struggle with. And it is a common struggle. And when you pour so much yourself into family and loved ones, you start to feel like there's nothing left for you, right? You know, you might find yourself wondering, who am I outside of this? And it is a daunting realization. But it is also the beginning of a beautiful journey, baby. Like, for example, like, honestly, if you don't know, like, I really, like, I think I told this story before, but I'll just repeat it in case you missed it. But basically, when, you know, COVID came, like, before COVID came, like, I really was only talking to, like, two people, and I didn't really hang out because the two people that I was friends with, they didn't live here. So, like, I didn't really hang out. I'm at home. Like, I'm with the kids. I was working from home. Like, I was just at home, you know? Just because, like, I was just at home. It just was never my thing to go out. I always just been, like, wanted to be, like, a nurturer and, like, a homemaker. And I wanted to be there with my kids. And I really do genuinely enjoy my kids. I love being around them. I'm not one of those people that just be, like, fuck them kids. Because while I understand, like, that's just not me, my kids don't like take me there. Of course, we all need breaks, we all need that, but like, I don't know, they don't bother me in that way. But that's just me personally, and I don't got nothing against anybody that feels that way, because that's you, that's how you feel, you know. It's no shade. Sorry if you got my baby in the background, she playing. But anyways, so COVID came, I had you know, basically fell out with my friends. And I told that story before. I think I told it on Friend of Foe. I think I told that. But anyway, I fell out with my friends over COVID. And then I was just like inside. And it wasn't until, let me see. Everything just happened so fast. COVID came. Because I wasn't hanging out with nobody. I don't feel like I was hanging with. Yeah, I wasn't really hanging out with anyone. And then it was 2021. Yeah, 2021. Because I had met these people. I had met new friends through my husband, his fraternity. You know what I'm saying? I met these new friends. I went out with them. My first time I went out with them, like, they started inviting me out. Like, this is my first time out. I'm like, okay, cool. This is cool. I like going out. I like, you know what I'm saying, hanging out with the girls. This is what's up. You know, we was going out drinking wine. We was going out to eat and stuff like that. And that was fun. And then after that, like, we took trips. They took trips. Like, they would always invite me out. So, like, okay, this is new to me. I'm like, okay, wow. Like, this is what it's like to be outside now. Oh, yeah. The fun me. Like, ooh, I look good in this. Like, you know, Destin started buying me, like, you know, he was buying me cute clothes, and, you know, I was getting my hair done, my nails done. Like, I don't know. It's just like I came back into myself. Like, once I started, like, really just paying attention to me, like, I started to, like, see myself a little bit more, right? And y'all don't understand how much it's been a struggle. And, I mean, it's a common struggle. So, you know, like I said earlier, like, a lot of us go through it and we, like, get caught up in everyone else and everything else. And I'd always been like that for a long time, where, like, I always check on everybody, and I'm always this person that's, like, texting, hey, I hope you have a good day, hey, how are you today, hey, like, I did that all the time. And now, y'all, I'm at the point where, like, I'll do it every now and then, but, like, I really recognize that people don't really be appreciating my good morning text. So now they don't really be getting them like that. They'll get a good day text every now and then, but it ain't no shade. It's just like, I decided, like, after the few little, well, I want to say few, but like couple failed friendships that I encountered, I was like, you know what? I'm done, like, just showing up for everybody else and not showing up for myself, because I realized that I just wasn't showing up for myself. I mean, and it's okay to want more for yourself. It's okay to take time for self-reflection and self-care. And that's exactly what I did, baby. Like, I started taking time off for myself, like even it's like quiet time, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a gardener, so I'll go outside and have my time, okay? And get myself together, you know, you feel me? you know what I mean. So, you know, then I started to be like, okay, let me take some time for myself, you know what I'm saying? The kids taking a nap, the kids playing, let me go do something for myself, let me go get myself a facial, let me paint my nails, let me just do something outside of, you know what I'm saying? And then you also, another thing, so, like, number one, I want to say, like, if you are struggling, like, the first thing I think you should do, just start small. Like, just, again, just take a few minutes of quiet time. Get up early before the kids get up, you know what I'm saying? Or a hobby that you can just do while they sleeping. Just find something that's just for you. Just your alone time, just for you. Just focus on you. And I mean, I don't care if it's just doing a little bit of, I don't know, just a little bit of something for yourself, you know what I'm saying? Reconnect with your passion. Y'all, I didn't know, like, for so long, I'm like, I don't know what I want to do, right? I mean, of course, I love helping people and I love talking to people, but I'm like, what am I going to do for me? Like, what am I doing for me, bro? Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know. I had gotten to the point where, like, I was like, I don't know what my talent is. I don't know, like, you know what I'm saying? I don't even know if people really like me or people even know who the hell I am, because I've just been in a box. I've been in a circle. Like, I feel like the only people that really knew me was my husband. Like, I feel like people don't really know me. Like, and especially, you know, if you knew me as a child and now you haven't really spent time with me as an adult, like, you really don't know, really haven't gotten to know me as an adult. So now I was like, okay, like, I, you know what I'm saying? How do I, like, find me or just, like, rediscover myself? So anyways, like, over time, like, again, these are things that are just now, like, helping me, like, reconnecting with my passion. Like, one of my passions was I don't know, I always, like, been into, like, just connecting with God on a different level. And so that's something that I started to do. I'm like, okay, you know, I'm about to get back into this. And then I started to, like, want to do the podcast thing. And then Destin got me this microphone and this whole setup. So then I was like, you know what? Like, he believed in me. He's supporting me. I'm about to go for it. You know what I'm saying? I started getting back to my wigs. You know, I wear my different hair because, you know, that's me. Like, getting into me being different, being myself, because I always been different. I always had my own style and my own thing. But I feel like when I became a mom or something, I, like, kind of went into this little shell or cocoon. And not that I wanted to, it's just like, it's time for me to be mama bear, it's time for me to be locked in right here, like, you know what I'm saying? But I really had to, like, think about, I'm like, okay, you've done all this for everybody, what about you, baby? Like, you have the same grace and space and time that you give for everybody else. You gotta take that time for yourself. And something else to help me was setting personal goals, like, you know, like, oh, like, because when you start achieving goals or the things that you want to do, you give yourself a sense of accomplishment and purpose. It, like, really like changes the trajectory of how you start to feel about yourself. And then, you know, I mean, also, you also want people around you, like build a support system. You need people around you. That's the one thing I would say, like, my circle has grown. Like, I have like found comfort in so many other women, even like mom friends and even people that are not moms and that like are outside, you know what I'm saying? Some people are married, some people are not, but I'm like other women like that I can connect with on a different level, you know what I'm saying? Because yeah, I love my husband and that's my best friend. We've been together for 16 years, y'all. Like, don't nobody know me like that man know me. So, but you know, like you still want, you know, a female perspective and you don't want to just be in a box. Like, he's always been like, I want you to get out, have friends. Like, I mean, he's definitely been very encouraging and encouraging me to go out. So like, so now like I found myself going out more like this year. I've probably been out like a few times, like a few times every single month, but like, you know, it's really, you really just have to like build that support system. And you know what I'm saying, even if you have to find online communities of like-minded moms, if you need that, like whatever it is, just make sure you just like have people around you that support you and that love you. And also, you know what you really gotta do, last but not least, is self-care. Practice self-care. All of this in a sense is self-care, right? But if you take care of your physical, emotional, and mental well-being, it really does something. Like if you just taking a relaxing bath, going for a walk, or meditating. I love meditating. I love yoga. I love baths. I love facials, giving myself facials. I love sometimes just going outside and sitting on the porch and just like people watching, listen to the birds chirp, or just like having my alone time, just like, you know, giving myself love. Like, I don't know, just, you know what else I am? Say, I'm confident. I am amazing. I am prosperous. I am at peace. I am happy. I'm telling you, like, that's something that's been helping me, like, in the biggest way. It's changing my thoughts, like, just being, like, more. I mean, I feel like I was already positive, but I think, like, I wasn't giving myself the grace. Like, don't talk down on yourself. Don't tell yourself, like, oh, I'm stupid. Oh, like, you do something like, oh, I'm so dumb. Or, oh, I don't never get anything right. Stop speaking to yourself like that. Speak to yourself with the same love that you give to other people. And I promise you, it's going to, like, reflect so differently in your life. And it's really going to make you, like, look at things differently. And even, and I know, like, we're all human. But when those negative thoughts just come, just smile. Just put a big smile on your face. And I promise it's going to change your mood instantly. Just smile. And if that doesn't work, just try to think of something positive. I know that's going to work. Just smiling randomly is going to work. Even if it makes you feel silly, it's going to make you laugh. It's going to take your mind off of whatever you got that's like bringing you down. And I mean, honestly, rediscovering who you are is an ongoing journey, y'all. I'm still learning. It's just all about growing and evolving, learning new things about yourself, embracing who you are. Every stage of life, finding peace, who you are, and recognizing that you are enough just as you are, baby. So it's okay to put yourself first sometimes, and it's okay to take time to rediscover who you are. You're not only benefiting yourself when you do this, but you're becoming a better wife, a better mom, a better friend, a better sister, a better daughter. You're showing your children the importance of self-love and self-discovery. Like, I'm like, okay. Like, you know, I was saying, like, you know, I'm beautiful. Like, you know, telling myself, you know. And I was sitting there, my baby was like, I am so pretty. And I was like, yes, you are. And so I just, like, I try to, like, instill that in them. I'm like, okay. Like, every day, like, you're smart, you're handsome, you're brave. You can do anything you want to do. Like, that's what I tell my boys. You know, and Jay, like, she's like, man, I like to be like you, mommy. So like, you really have to just remember You got little people watching you, and you know, not only that, you still gotta live for you, baby. You still have to, like, man, you just really gotta just, like, sit down and just spend time with yourself. Just spend time in stillness. And stop trying to do and just be. Just be. Just sit there and just be. That's my suggestion, y'all. Like I said, I'm still learning. Like, I've had hiccups along the way, but, like, this journey has been nothing but amazing. Like, I feel like, I mean, it really took me praying and, like, going through it and, like, having all these friendship breaks and weird stuff happen to me, or, like, seeing people for who they are, you know, just, like, just learning things about myself. Because just give people that grace and give me my space. And really, like, this year, I told myself, like, this is the year about me. You know what I mean? Like, sure, like, I gotta stop, like, worrying about everybody, because I'm the type of person that I would, like, take other people's problems as my own, and that's not, it's not good, it's not healthy. And I think that we all have to, like, find a way to, like, just sit in stillness, y'all. Just, like, love on you, baby. Love on yourself. Love on yourself, because you deserve every single bit of it. You deserve nothing but the best. But yeah, I just wanted to stop by and give you guys a little episode. I was talking to one of my friends and she was going through it, and I was like, dang, like, that is something that I really want to talk about, because that is, like, that's, like, a big thing. Like, we kind of talked about that a little bit. If you check out Balanced Life Podcast, I believe we talked about that in another episode. But yeah, like, you really just gotta just love on you. And I just want to tell my friend, I love you, girl. And anytime you need me, I'm here. You gonna get through this. You gonna come out. You gonna come out of this. I don't want to call it a storm, but you're gonna come out of this on top. You about to come out. Oh, you gonna grow. I can't wait. I can't wait to see, like, you evolve and, you know, blossom into the beautiful butterfly that you are, you know. But yeah, I'm gonna hop off here and go spend some time with my family, because it is storming. And yeah, I gotta go. I think we'll play Uno or something, some little card games. I don't know. But it's Sunday, 7:16. It's also, for those of you that are into astrology and stuff like that, it's also a new moon, you guys. So set your intentions. Release those negative feelings. Release those negative thoughts. Welcome in prosperity. Oh, just welcome in all of it. Anyways, I just wanted to stop by, like I said. And I guess I'll post the other episodes as bonus episodes. I'm gonna be consistent moving forward. Like I said, I've been doing my little 75 day thing. I actually, before I go spend time with family, I gotta go do my little workout. So my legs are burning now. But anyway, I'm gonna get off here before I keep chatting. So I love y'all. And to all my moms out there who feel like you've lost your identity, baby, let me tell you something. Take your time and love on you. Cause you deserve it. You deserve the world. You deserve it all. So put some love for yourself to the side. All right. I love you. Bye.